This is Ronnie on location. We are outside of the bridge, Howard Hughes Parkway. That's about all there is on that. Los Angeles, California. Sorry. Just finished watching Watchmen. It's 12:45 in the morning on Friday, March 13th. Here with Alec Johnson. And you wanna tell me a bit about what you thought, or how you?
Why don't you start off?
Why don't I start? One thing to clarify is that I have read the graphic novel, and as far as I understand, Alec has not. Correct.
Correct.
So to me, I'm watching the movie, basically seeing the text bubbles in my head part of the time.
So you knew what was gonna happen already.
I knew what was going to happen already, except they did change the end.
Did that ruin the movie for you?
Knowing what was going to happen, did that ruin the movie?
Yeah.
Or the end?
Movie.
It ruined it only in terms of the stuff I didn't like was just highlighted that much more. Like the Silk Spectre. We exchanged.
What's wrong with her?
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, you mean the actress?
The actress. No, she was gorgeous. What's funny is every time I saw her, literally every time I saw her, I'm thinking, wow, she looks good. And then she opened her mouth. And I'm not talking like physically attractive, but she looked like she fit the role physically perfectly. And then she opened her mouth and it just was terrible. It was awful.
Oh, well, she was awful. I thought you were talking about the character, though.
No, well, the character's the character. No, the actress was terrible.
She was horrible. I think everybody agrees with that.
I don't think I'm saying anything really particularly new on that one. What I haven't heard, which I did get bothered by, was the music. I thought they had way too many
pop culture.
Yeah, pop songs.
I actually liked that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like throughout, there was never a time where you felt like it was too much. Like Sound of Silence, I thought was one time where it was like,
wow,
overkill.
That's like one of my favorite songs ever.
Well,
probably why I didn't mind it.
I like Hallelujah. I don't like that version. But like, do you know why I like Hallelujah?
Because you're gay and you love Jeff Buckley.
No, because I'm gay and I like the OC.
Oh, well.
Yes. Yeah. So that music, Silk Spectre. Those were two of my biggest problems. And the chemistry I thought was really weird at points. Like, the first scene with Rorschach and Night Owl I really didn't like. And then the rest of the time I liked Night Owl. I thought he was a pretty decent actor.
Yeah, that's what's Patrick Wilson, right?
I don't know. What else has he been in?
Did you see Hard Candy?
Nope.
He was in Little Children.
What do you mean by that?
Did you see that?
Oh, the movie. No, I haven't seen that either.
Well, so was... what's his name was great? The actor...
Jackie... The comedian? The guy who played the comedian? You're talking
cool.
About?
I thought
the comedian was really good. You thought he was Robert Downey Jr. Did you really think that, or were you...
At first I did. I was like...
But he has a bigger face. No, I thought he was really good. I thought that it was strange because there were some actors who were really good. I thought the comedian was really good. I thought Rorschach was really good.
Yeah, he was also in Little Children. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Did Zack Snyder have something to do with it, or...
What?
Little Children?
No.
So it's just a coincidence?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say it was a good movie. It's funny, because at points I would say it, and then at other points I really got taken out of it. I think I can honestly say it was a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked it, knowing nothing or very little about it.
Well, I tried to come in without really thinking, okay, well, it's going to be great, it's going to be terrible. I tried to come in with an open mind. I really loved the beginning. I really loved the credit sequence at the beginning.
Right.
I thought they did a really good job. I thought it looked really good. It set up the world. I mean, honestly, the thing that took me out the most was really Silk Spectre.
The actress,
yes.
Yeah, not the character.
But I don't remember her name. She has a weird name. And I've never seen her in anything, so...
Yeah,
it's like,
hopefully
so it's like Marin or something.
Again.
Well, that's the hope, or that she gets cast as a terrible actress.
What did you like besides Dr. Manhattan's giant blue penis?
Well, I wouldn't say I liked it. I'd say I loved it.
Every time I'm watching the movie, every time there's a wide shot of Dr. Manhattan, Ronnie taps me on the shoulder and goes, Look, look.
I didn't say look, well, but you, my finger. You moved, since this is an audio, since this is audio.
Or audio.
Yes, I guess saying that I was saying look, but I was not. I was just pointing or indicating in very stylized manners. I didn't want you to miss any of the excitement that everybody else was partaking in.
Well, you were excited, I'm sure.
I don't know what you're implying, but it's probably true.
But what did you like besides?
What did I like the production quality? I've read, I've heard of whatever that it's slavishly follows the comics. It's,
well, you've read it.
I know, no. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like did the it? The dialogue was right from it. The end, as I said, they changed, but it here.
They,
you know, here's my biggest
change?
Problem. Actually,
what did they change?
Okay, I guess if people are. So, well, spoiler, I guess.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, spoiler.
But you'd probably want to do that at the end, because they're going to switch.
At the end? Okay, yeah, so no spoiler. Ahead. I'll tell you at the end. Another thing I thought was weird. Well, not weird. I guess it's... Okay, a lot
odd.
Of people... yes, that's... No, not really. A
strange.
Lot of, thank you. A lot of people don't... A lot of people I know don't like the idea that they adapted Watchmen. They don't like adaptations in general. And... I'm certainly not somebody who's opposed to it, but it really lost a lot from, A, not being, we're not in the 80s anymore, so some of the issues therein pretty much were dated at best.
Right.
And the other part would be that the themes, the fact that it in some ways it's a comic about comics, etc., it just, it didn't work as much. I mean, to me, watching it now, you can be entertained by it, but I don't know what lessons anybody in 2009 is learning from seeing that movie.
I don't know. Are you supposed to learn a lesson?
So, well, then you're agreeing with my point.
Yeah, I don't think that...
So you thought it was entertaining, but yeah. Did you see any real theme that you could take out of it to get anything?
That war is bad?
Yeah, it's a real deep...
I didn't know that one yet.
Yeah.
Do you agree? I do now.
Because of the big blue penis?
Because of Watchmen and Silk Spectre, my favorite actress in the whole world.
Yeah. See, if you did that at the beginning, you could have gotten my goat. But since you agreed with me, you're not going to get me to take the bait. You got anything else? Oh, you're gonna quiz me? I'm trying to get what you got.
What did I get?
Or what you liked or didn't like. What did you not like? Because you keep slavishly loving Zack Snyder and his...
and his constant camera speed changes?
They did that a lot when it was kind of the big sort of action. Splashy... No, the scenes from the comic book. Like the kind of the biggest scenes, the biggest pictures, whatever, the most important. That's when they really did a lot of the time change stuff.
Well, the action sequences I thought were badass. And, okay, it's a little bit flashy, but like I said, the story kind of lends itself to that, so I guess it's okay.
Did you feel like it was action-y enough? Because I know somebody who complained that they thought it was going to be more of an action movie.
Yeah, someone else I talked to said there's not a lot of action.
I felt like there was.
I thought there was a lot.
I mean, it's not Spider-Man. It's a different kind of movie. It's not constant, but... I didn't see any problem. I didn't... Even if you wanted to look at it as an action movie, I wouldn't say, like, it lacked action. There was tons of fight scenes. There's tons of fire. There's lots of blood.
Gory. Yeah. It was fun. I didn't have too many problems with it.
Really?
But, you know, I didn't love it, but I did like that Bob Dylan intro, like you said.
Yeah, it was really... I want to see that again, actually.
And then... Yeah, I would like to see it again, because then I would be able to pay attention a little bit more. It took me a little while to figure out what was going on, and who was who, and...
Yeah. Yeah, it was easier because I knew what was going on.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't fault it for that.
No, I don't think... I mean, you couldn't. How else would they do it? I mean, also, the people they're showing in it are minor characters in the comic book, and even more minor for this, considering you don't see them at all.
Right. So, yeah,
Would you recommend it, or would you recommend it to only certain kinds of people?
I would recommend it only to certain kinds of people. I don't think it's... that accessible, and it's...
What kinds of, like, what other movies do you think somebody should like, or genre, or whatever?
I don't know, almost... You know what, I'm not sure. That's a good question. Not superhero, comic book movies. Because it's a comic book movie, but not really.
Right.
It's like an anti-comic book movie.
I think the biggest thing that I hadn't heard, I mean, knowing the comic book, and I guess for people who don't, would be you have to be ready for gore. Because they really, I mean, you can do it to the comic book and not do it to the extent that they did. Uh-huh. There's ways to kind of make it less bloody, less, but and it's a really bloody movie.
Right.
It's not cartoony in the blood either. It's, I mean, as far as things go, pretty realistic.
Right.
They don't try to make it seem like it's happy or lessened.
Right. Yeah. And it's enough.
I'd say, you know, if you've heard about the movie and you still want to see it, then why stop yourself? Right. If you don't want to see it, I see no reason to force yourself to go. Well, I think
I recommend seeing it on IMAX.
IMAX was good. That was actually really cool. I don't know the last time I saw an IMAX, when I was a kid, I guess. And just, like, feeling the rumble.
Right.
That was pretty cool. I don't know. Is the screen quality that much better? I couldn't tell.
I think that it's... You know what? I'm not real sure about the technical specifications. But, for example, like, The Dark Knight, they shot 4 scenes with the special IMAX cameras. And those scenes are different. Because even when you watch it in the theaters, you can tell.
But how does that work? How does that not make it so it's completely jarring from the other scenes?
Well, I'm not, again, with the technical specifications, I'm not sure, but these IMAX cameras are, I think it's bigger. You know what, I'm not gonna talk about it.
That's fine.
And it's boring. It doesn't make good podcasting.
No, it certainly doesn't. Okay.
So,
well, you got anything else?
Talk about...
you want to keep talking?
No, I want you to talk about the
end and then close it off?
Yeah.
The end's different because you don't know. That's why you want to know, basically.
That's why I want to know.
The end is different in that they don't kind of go on to their next adventure. It just sort of ends where it ends. It's like there's peace and that's what it is.
Oh,
there's
well,
no...
That's because they need a sequel.
Which is amusing because Billy Crudup, Billy Crudup is contractually obligated, and he says he would do one,
yeah.
Which would make sense if you're contractually obligated.
Which makes no sense story wise.
Yes.
So what is he?
But Zack Snyder also says he wouldn't do it. This is off of IMDb that I read it.
Good for him.
Which I find odd, considering you liked it. So why do you not think that they couldn't come up with something that you would like again?
Because sequels suck.
And on that note, thank you for listening.